The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.
MCG on a Sunday afternoon where the rain has just started to fall and Drew Jones has not copped it well when it comes to weather. He is down boundary side for Prestige Jaco with Hawks assistant coach Scott Burns. Come on in, Drew. Hello, Drew.
Thanks, King. I've only just dried out from last night at Geelong and the rain started again.
Cup of cement for you, young Drew.
Yeah, we'll sort that out later. Scott Burns, assistant coach at Hawthorn, is with me. Scott, a really impressive start against Adelaide last weekend, but the Dogs were pretty good too against Sydney.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with last week. I thought it was a real solid team performance, no weak links at all. And yeah, if you have a look at the Doggies game too, it was pretty similar. So it's going to be a pretty good contest here today, and there's going to be a lot of pressure around the ball. So one thing that Doggies have got back is a lot of inside 50 entries, so we've got to make sure we get enough supply from the midfield, but somehow, if we can, get it out there as quick as we can.
There was a lot of build-up during the week around Tom Scully. It's been the rehab that's had a lot of attention over the summer, and he's ready to go. And for more reports from inside the club, it's no surprise to you guys that he's been able to get himself up so quickly.
No surprise when you see how he attacks rehab and that, but at the same time, we're all under the impression too that it was going to take a little bit of time for him to get back. It was one of those ones, because it was such a low break, any little minor setback could be 3 or 4 weeks. So he's done it really well. He tried to get back last year, but then broke down at the end again for the Giants. But we're really looking forward to him today. Hopefully he can get back out here and get a few kicks and feel a part of the Hawthorn family.
Scott, thanks for joining us as always. For Prestige Jaco, Tom King, Ian Cohen, Kent Kingsley and Heath Buck up in the K-Rock box. Are there any restrictions or limitations on how long you will play Tom Scully for today?
Oh, like anyone who's missed, I think it's 12 months exactly. It was round 2 last year when he had the injury. So we'll certainly look after him. I mean, the thing with Tom is that when he's up and going, he plays 95% game time anyway for a midfielder. So I think even if it's around that 80, the normal midfield, probably 80%, he'll see a fair bit of difference in himself, or feel different. But we'll certainly have to control it to an extent.
The number 5 jumper doesn't get handed around lightly at Hawthorn. It was retired for a number of years after the death of Peter Crimmins, and some greats have worn it. Ryan Burton departed the club and James Warple now owns it, and he did it proud last week in Adelaide. What's he done over the summer with his footy just to, I suppose, take him to that next level?
Yeah, well, it's been a continual journey for him as well, though. I mean, I reckon probably halfway through last year, he really took some steps and played some pretty good football when he came back in for the second time into the senior team playing midfield. And once, like all the young fellas coming into the senior system for the first time, that second pre-season and no niggles, so he had no little setbacks. So he got a fair bit of work under his belt, increased his fitness, just game type awareness drills that we're doing all the time as well. He went to, I guess, another level that we hope and we nearly expect, but we're really impressed with the way he played last week.
Scott, Ian Cohen, good luck this afternoon. How's the transition been, and have you noticed anything different the way Jared Roughead now approaching his football, or conversely the number 24 of Ben Stratton, who's the newly shaved down, he's got rid of the mullet. Have you noticed anything different about the two of them just in terms of that transition?
Not really. They're different characters, but I think with Hawthorn, whether it's on-field or off-field, we certainly have a flat structure in terms of hierarchy, so we expect everyone to do their role when they need to. Look, Ruff's obviously 30-plus now. He's been through a fair bit as well. It may well be a bird off his shoulders. I'm not too sure how he feels about it, but he's been fantastic pre-season so far. It's my second year here now, and he's definitely looked a lot better now than he was last year. On the other hand, Strats, I think everyone loves Strats. There's not too many people that have a bad word to say about him, if you're a Hawthorn supporter or not. And the way he attacks the ball when he leads from the front, certainly game day, and training too, the training standards, he's been great for us there. But it's been a really clean transition. He's got really strong support around him in Chills and Smith and those boys that have been around in Gunston for a long time as well in leadership groups. So in terms of the transition just between the two, well, it's someone taking the baton, obviously, off Ruff, but like I said, flat structure. We believe everyone can be leaders, and they certainly are down here.
Scott, how impressed have you been with your young midfielders coming through? Obviously, with Mitchell going down, you needed a lot of youngsters to step up. Morrison, Warple, and a couple of others as well. It's just been a really impressive start, not just last week, but also through the JLT.
Yeah, Warple and Cousins, and another young fella, Harry Jones, has played some really good footy in the pre-season as well. But yeah, look, I guess when you do lose a quality player like Tom, you just don't lose 40 touches, because someone's going to come in and more than likely get the 25 or so. But I've been really impressed with Jago Mira this pre-season. I think Liam Shields is continually underrated by a lot of people. And you get a Henderson on a wing now, I think. Once again, I think he's underrated for us as well. He's been terrific with what he does, and obviously Isaac Smith's been around for a long time. So we hope with the inclusion of Scully and maybe Shawnee Burgoyne getting in there for bits and pieces, you know, Poppy or Lukey Bruce, we think we've got enough depth there to cover and help out.
You mentioned Liam Shields there, Scott, and he said, you know, underrated. What is it about Liam Shields? I mean, he's a three-time premiership player, and he obviously gets under the guard of the opposition. What is it about Liam? What does he do really well?
Oh, well, he's generally clean around the ball. His second and third efforts are pretty strong as well. Very good leader out on the ground, but usually when he gets the ball, he uses it. And at times when we've needed a goal or two, he's popped up and managed to snag one. So it's one of those ones. What's his strength? I'm not sure, but he's very good in a lot of areas.
Scott, Jack Scrimshaw's come down to the club. Talk to us about the impact he's had straight into the side. Round one, what's impressed you about him?
He's absolutely a dead ringer for Grant Birchall when you see him, just the way he walks and lopes and his kicking style. Sometimes when you had behind the goals vision pre-season, you had to go back and have a look at again who it was. But I've just been really impressed. Even last week, he took a mark coming across the front where he hit back into it pretty hard. Relatively clean at ground level at times as well. Look, he's missed a lot of football. I think we saw the stats from his pre-season at Gold Coast where it was, I'd be lucky to be over 50% of the amount of training he had up there. So he's still very, very raw. We're wrapped, he got in last week, but he's still on a journey at the moment. And like I said, I talked about Grant Birchall, and he probably asked a question about him, but we hope that he can be a replacement for Birch down the track.
Just talking about Birch, where's he at? This calf has been giving him grief for a heck of a long time now. Is he any chance anytime soon?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure exactly the time frame on it, but the problems that he had with his knee seem to be over, which is a positive. So like anyone, especially when you get a little bit older, if you miss a season and a half, and you get back into that tempo of training and you know, that hard agility, quick reaction, you can do a soft tissue now and again, and he's fallen for that, unfortunately. But we're happy with where he's at in terms of the injury that kept him out for so long. So it's just a matter of him going through this load again now, making sure his calf's okay. And he'd need a pretty solid block, I would think, at training, and he'd need a few hit-outs at Box Hill, I think, before he gets back.
And Chad Wingard was listed as a test on the media reports we get with injuries. Is he fairly close?
Yeah, I think he's back into full training now, whether it's this week or the week after, but it should be 1 or 2 weeks away from when he gets back. You know, Chaddy's the sort of bloke you see at training and you go, hang on a minute, there's a fair bit of quality there. He zigs left and zags right and then loses his bloke and snaps over his shoulder. So, like I said, we're pretty happy with our forward line at the moment, but what also happens when he comes in, it just gives us a little bit more depth at times to throw one or two through the midfield for short bursts.
Scott, really appreciate your time. As always, good to catch up with you. Best of luck for this afternoon and the rest of 2019. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys.
Scott Burns joining us on K-Rock Footy, Hawthorn assistant coach. Thanks to the team at Prestige Jayco, of course, on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. The pre-match interview, thanks to Prestige Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.